Hello, people of God. Pastor Dewey Mota here on the Hub of New Mexico Net for God's Glory Alone Ministries. Today, we continue our series of being citizens of heaven and earth, based on James 4, 4 through 6, and 1 John 2, 15 through 17. We enjoyed our conversation yesterday. I just am so blessed every time I get to visit with you. I also want to encourage you to study these Bible verses that I have been giving you, James 4, 4 through 6, and 1 John 2, 15 through 17. You will be blessed, and it's a blessed day, a very blessed day when you spend time in God's Word. And 1 Peter 2 through 9, that's 1 Peter 2 through 9, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Want to review a bit yesterday. During the 1800s, a French political philosopher visited America, seeking to uncover the secret of America's greatness. He traveled from town to town, asking questions, examining every aspect of the American society. Here is a part of what he recorded. "I sought for America's greatness. I found it not in her fields and forests. Oh, I pray." Let me interrupt here. "I pray these words sink in to the hearts and souls of Americans. I sought for America's greatness. I found it not in her fields and forests. I found it not in her mines and factories. I found it not in her mines and factories. I found it not in her Congress or great tribunals. It was only when I entered her churches and heard her pulpits thundering against sin and preaching righteousness that I discovered her greatness. America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." He summarized this writing with this one sentence: "America is great because America trusts in God. America is great because America trusts God." Let that sink in. Now think about this. If we put our trust in education, we'll get what education can give us. If we put our trust in money, we'll get what money can give us. If we put our trust in government, we'll get what the government can give us. But if we put our trust in God, we'll have everything we need for all eternity. If we put our trust in God, we'll have everything we need for all eternity. Now, pay attention here. Sometime in the past, I recall seeing a picture of the original flag that Betsy Ross designed for the country. At the bottom of the picture, there was a caption that said, "It's time to recheck our stitches. It's time to recheck our stitches. It's time to recheck our stitches." I would submit to you, my friends, that it is long past time to recheck our stitches. Long past time to recheck our stitches. Too many people have moved away from trusting God and moved toward trusting the government. It's long past time that we recheck and remember that it is that it's what held this country together. Trusting God. That held this country together and made it great for so many years. It's true that this world is not our home and that we're not to be in love with the world or anything in it, but it's also true that God calls us to be good citizens in the land that He has given us. Therefore, we have some responsibilities while we're here, and I believe we have messed up some of those responsibilities. Like maintain the tree of liberty. The fact is many of us are really enjoying the fruits of citizenship, but we have done very little to care for the tree of liberty. Most of us haven't done a thing to earn the freedoms to enjoy in this country. Most of us have not gone to foreign lands and fought to protect the freedoms of this nation. Some of you have, though, and I'm so grateful for you. And most of us have not shed our blood and sweat and tears for this country, but some of you have, and I'm so very grateful for you. One poet expressed it very well when he wrote these words: "We eat from orchards we did not plant. We drink from wells we did not dig. We reap from fields we did not sow. We're warmed by fires we did not kindle. We're sheltered by roofs we did not build. We're blessed by monies we did not give. Most of us were born here, raised here, educated here, blessed here, but we've done nothing to give back. I'm proud to be an American, and proud of my heritage, and proud of the men and women who have given so much for this country. But more than being proud, I'm grateful to God that I am a citizen of the United States of America. Aren't you? And as citizens, you and I have a responsibility to help care for the tree of liberty that God has blessed us with. Is this world a better place because you are a citizen of this country? Is our community a better place because you are part of it? Is this church that you attend a better church because you are a member of it? Helping to care for the tree means doing everything you can do. Everything you can do to make it productive and beautiful. Maintain the tree of liberty. Until tomorrow, this is Pastor Dewey Modi on the Hub of New Mexico, and at For God's Glory Alone Ministries, we love you, and may God bless you forever and ever.